Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass production, and we're going to dial in one of those sounds expensive techniques, saturation rides on drums. The idea is simple, but the results are not. Instead of setting one saturation amount and living with it, you automate it. Tiny, intentional changes in drive and tone over time, so the drums feel alive, louder and grittier without getting flattened. It's how you get that vintage, pushed console vibe, but with modern, surgical control. By the end, you'll have a repeatable drum bus setup with three layers of movement. One macro ride across sections like builds and drops. One micro ride that taps certain hits for extra punch and excitement. And one parallel heat return that you can fade in and out like an aggression fader. Before we build anything, one mindset shift. Saturation rides are not make it louder automation. If your ride sounds better only because it got louder, it's a trap. We're aiming for tone movement, harmonic excitement, and urgency, while keeping level and punch under control. Step A, prep the drums like a DNB engineer. First, group your drums. In Ableton, select your kick, snare, hats, breaks, whatever is forming your main drum picture, and group them. Name the group drums. This matters, because the whole technique works best when you treat the drum bus like an instrument you can play with automation. Now gain staging. On the individual tracks, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS before they hit the group. On the drums group itself, aim for peaks around minus 8 to minus 4. Give yourself headroom. Saturation rides add density, harmonics, and often some level. Quick transient sanity check. If your snare is ridiculously spiky, your saturator will react inconsistently. So on the snare channel, consider a light glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. And only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This isn't to crush it, it's just to make the saturation behave predictably instead of randomly crackling on the biggest transients. Step B, build the main drum bus chain for modern control and vintage tone. On your drums group, add devices in this order. First, EQ8 for pre-saturation cleanup. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz with a gentle slope. If the drums are muddy, a small dip around 200 to 350, just 1 to 2 dB, can clean the bus. If the hats or snare are harsh, try a small notch somewhere in the 6 to 9K zone depending on your samples. The reason we clean first is brutal but true. Saturation multiplies problems. Distort mud, you get more mud. Distort harshness, you get sandpaper. Next, add saturator. This is your main rideable vintage stage. Set the mode to analog clip to start, or soft sine if you want smoother saturation. Put drive at about 2 dB as a starting point. Turn on soft clip. Then level match with the output, usually minus 2 to minus 4 dB will get you in the ballpark. Now the color control. If you want bite and presence, focus around 1.5 to 3K. If you want more body and chest, try 500 to 1K. And remember, we are going to automate this later if we want the tone itself to move, not just the amount of drive. After saturator, add drum bus. Think of this as extra glue, punch shaping, and a controllable crunch layer. Set drive modestly, like 3 to 8%. We're not trying to do everything here. Saturator is our main ride target. Crunch can be 0 to 10% depending on how edgy you want it. Boom. Be careful. 0 to 20%, with a frequency somewhere around 45 to 70 Hz. If your tune is sub-heavy, you might keep this low or off. Transients, plus 5 to plus 15 if you need snap, or go negative if your top end gets stabby after you start saturating. Damp is your friend for taming fizz, especially with bright hats. Then, optionally, glue compressor on the drum bus for cohesion. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You can use soft clip here if you love it, but be careful stacking clippers everywhere. Too much clipping across multiple devices is how you end up with flat drums that have no knife. Step C, create your saturation ride controls, fast workflow style. We want clean automation, so we'll map key controls to macros. Select EQ8, saturator, drum bus, and glue on the drums group, and group them into an audio effect rack. Now you have one rack you can treat like a drum console channel strip. Hit map mode, click saturator drive, then map it to macro 1. Rename macro 1 to heat drive. Set the macro range to something useful, minimum 0 dB, maximum 6 dB. That's a good starting range for advanced DNB control. Later you might push 8 to 10 in heavier tunes, but don't start there unless you enjoy repairing cymbals. Now here's a pro move, level control. Because drive changes perceived loudness, add a utility after the saturator, and map utility gain to macro 2. Call it level trim. When you start riding heat, you can quickly level match so you're judging tone and punch, not volume. And one extra coach trick, ride the input more than the device when you need consistency. If your drum bus changes level a lot between sections, drive automation will feel inconsistent, so you can place another utility before saturator and automate its gain by plus or minus 1 to 2 dB. That way you're pushing the circuit like a console, letting saturation respond to the signal, instead of just turning up distortion regardless of what's hitting it. Also consider a safety ceiling that isn't your limiter. At the very end of the rack, add another saturator with drive at 0 and soft clip-on. This is not for extra grit, it's just to catch peaks that appear when your automation gets spicy, so the drum bus stays predictable. Step D, the macro ride. This is your arrangement level movement. Go to arrangement view, and automate heat, drive across your build and drop. Here's a solid example for a 16 bar build into a drop. From 16 bars out to 8 bars out, move heat from about 1.5 dB up to 2.5. From 8 bars out to 2 bars out, push from 2.5 up to about 4. In the last 2 bars before the drop, do a tease dip, from 4 down to 3. That tiny pullback creates contrast. It makes the listener's ear reset. Then on the first bar of the drop, do a quick spike from 3 to 5 just for those first 1 or 2 hits. After that, settle it back to something like 3.5 to 4.5 for the main body of the drop, depending on how dense your drums are. A note on automation shapes, use curves. Curves feel human. Linear ramps often sound like a parameter moving. Curves sound like energy rising. And keep an eye on headroom. Saturation adds harmonics, and your low end and top end behavior can change dramatically as you push it. Step E. Micro rides for phrase level punch. This is where it gets modern. Instead of leaving the whole bus at a higher drive, we do tiny taps on specific hits to make the transients speak. Take a classic 2-bar DNB loop. Snare on 2 and 4. Set your baseline heat around 3.5 dB. Now add automation bumps on the first kick of bar 1, and on the snares, especially beat 2 and beat 4. Make the bump short, think 50 to 120 milliseconds, or better, tempo lock it. Try bump lengths of a 64th note up to a 32nd note. If your bump lasts longer than about a 16th, it starts sounding like a dynamics move, not harmonic excitement. And avoid clicks. Even if saturator feels smooth, aggressive micro edits can click, especially if there's low content or razor transients. Give your automation ramps a few milliseconds, like 5 to 10 ms, or automate the macro instead of the raw parameter, because macros are typically smoothed. When you do this right, the drum bus doesn't sound more distorted. It sounds more alive. The snare cracks forward without you boosting harsh top end, and the kick edge feels more urgent. Step F, the parallel heat bus. Controlled aggression without losing transients. Create a return track and name it Paraheat. On Paraheat, add a saturator. Mode analog clip. Drive heavy, 8 to 14 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass between 120 and 200 Hz. We do not want sub and low kick fundamentals getting mangled here. This is about mid-range density and texture. Optionally low pass around 8 to 12k to reduce hat fizz. Think vintage top, not white noise cymbals. Then a glue compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release auto, and aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. We want density in the parallel channel. Now send your drums group to Paraheat. Start low, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB send level. Then automate the send level for transitions. In builds, gradually increase it for rising urgency. On the drop, pull it back slightly so your main transients regain their punch. And for fills, spike the send for a bar so the fill sounds overdriven and hyped without permanently overcooking the groove. If you want an even more advanced feel, put a compressor after saturation on the parallel return, and sidechain it from the dry drum bus. Fast attack, medium release. That makes the parallel dirt duck on the transient and bloom in the tail. It's a cheat code for huge saturation that doesn't blunt the smack. Step G. The vintage tone trick. Automate tone, not just drive. Drive rides can brighten, harshen, or change the perceived balance. So ride tone alongside drive so it feels intentional. Simple option. Automate drum bus damp and slash or saturator color. In builds, slightly reduce damp so it gets brighter and more excited. In drops, slightly increase damp so it tightens up and doesn't fizz. More surgical option. Add auto filter after saturation. Set to low pass and automate the cutoff between about 10 and 18k. Keep resonance subtle, around 0.5 to 1.5. This mimics pushing a channel and getting that top end spatter, but you're controlling it musically. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you build this. Don't automate drive without level matching. You will fool yourself every time. Don't oversaturate full range drums. Hats turn into sand. Snares lose crack. And suddenly everything is loud but nothing hits. Don't ignore the low end. Saturation adds harmonics. Your 50 to 90 region can explode if you're not careful. Don't stack clippers everywhere. Saturate or soft clip. Drum bus crunch. Glue soft clip. Then a limiter on top. That's how you erase transients. And don't make micro rides too long, or they'll read like a volume swell instead of a transient accent. A couple heavier D&B Pro options if you want to go further. You can split your drum bus by band. Use an audio effect rack with two chains, a low band, say 0 to 180 Hz, with minimal saturation to keep punch, and a mid-high band with more rides and parallel heat. This keeps the kick and weight stable while the top gets nasty. Or, dual stage saturation. Run two saturators in series. The first adds transient bite with a higher color focus and lighter drive. The second is smoother, adding body. Then automate them oppositely. More bite in builds. More body in drops. That gives contrast without simply turning everything up. And if your snare needs to speak without more brittle top end, saturate it around 1 to 3K on a snare-only bus. That creates harmonics where the ear perceives clarity without turning hats into glass. Let's finish with a mini practice exercise you can actually do right now. Load or build a 2-bar D&B loop. Kick on 1 and then before 3 for that roller push. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats on 8ths or shuffled 16ths. Optional break layer quietly under. Build the drums rack we made. EQ 8, saturator, drum bus, glue. Map heat, add level trim. This audio version is shortened for playback.